Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA Radio, them segment boys. What is it, Dre? The most hated and the least respected. Let's get it. That's what the fuck we are. I am Timbo. I'm here joined with my brother, my partner in crime and this shit, Dre, Three Letterman. What's good, my G?
Man, y'all already know, man. Let's go, man. No motherfucking fire, man. Let's get it popping, man.
Oh, shit, we get right into it. You know that. I got my popcorn ready because I'm ready for these recap reviews from my boy Dre right here. Let's go. Gnome 5, it's a wrap. It's in the books. Smack URL, first, by the way, first live pay-per-view event. And I must say, before we get into the battles, that shit was crispy. Dre, that shit was nice.
Back.
That shit was professional. Shout out to Smack URL for actually having Michael Hughes doing the commentary. That shit was dope. Couldn't go to a better dude as far as, you know, being professional there and shit like that. So, shouts out to him being there and everything like that. But let's get into what everybody the fuck is waiting for, man. Let's go. Battles went down. We're going to go from the first battle to the last battle. We're going to recap these shits. Let's go. First up, K-Shine versus A-Verb. Dre, the floor is yours.
Well, let's be real, man. Everybody flamed me from you, Timbo, from Cortez, from Sue Surf. All the hitman holler told me who put Molly in my cereal because I told them I'm picking Shine to be Verb and all that. My nigga, listen, I didn't expect this battle to go down the way it did. Now, listen, Timbo, I did say Shine was going to win, but I'm not going to act like my chest out. Like, yeah, I knew Shine was really going to win. I just said it's going to be upset. But realistically speaking, I really expected Verb to win, even though I picked Shine. I'm just keeping it funky and shit. Listen, I would say this. From the jump, when Verb's best round to me was his first round. You know, when he said fans don't want to see, like, rain videos. I thought that was funny.
Yep.
You know, he talked about top tiers, playing Swear to God. And when Verb said, Swear to God, do I have to trainee, you ain't fucking with trainees and shit.
You ain't fuck with trainees and shit.
Yeah.
Fuck him, man. Yeah.
I'm glad you said that because I brought the nigga. Now, that guy hit the Verb trying to say that a dude was there, but he really wasn't there. Like, it hit to me, but it didn't hit to me, Tim. What about you when he ran to act like the nigga?
I thought it was kind of funny because I was low key like, oh shit, like some shit's about to go down. But,
right. You
know, he was just like, I'm just bullshitting, but look at your face, though, kind of like, man, you know, you got scared that it was going to happen and all that type of shit. But I'm feeling what you're saying, yeah.
And then he did the Showtime. The Showtime was dope when he said, it's evident, in this room, I'm the elephant. You Harlem niggas fly with big mouths, fucking pelicans. I thought that was hard.
Verb
said, real street niggas move with elegance and use their intelligence. I was taught by pure hustlers, you got to be smart if you're out here selling shit. Ride with your seatbelt. No rap music. Blast Elvis shit. Yo, Verb wordplay. Verb wordplay is mean. Verb said, Lux, go get your medicine. Listen, Verb. My nigga. You out there calling Logan Lux out and get his medicine, my nigga. You got 3-0, my nigga. You got 3-0 by K-Shine where niggas thought you was going to beat this nigga. Timbo had you 3-0 in this nigga. A lot of people had you 3-0
in
this nigga.
Don't tell the people that. Damn.
My bad, Timbo. My bad, bro.
Let's
be real.
Not
it's a small percentage of people, probably 25% of people, who thought Shine was going to have a chance to beat this nigga, son. You know what I mean? But with that being said, I thought Verb's first round was his best round. It was good. You know? Then Shine sets it off. And, you know, if you notice, Shine said I was saving this for his third round. So, originally, Shine's first round was his third round because he specifically said I was going to save this for my third round. So, he flipped the third round to his first, which is fucking bold as fuck to do, Timbo. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it is. It is.
He talked about the scar that's on his lip and shit. I thought that was cool. You know, the noun conjunction or A-verb, you know, condone.
Yeah,
action.
That was good.
Timbo, is it me or Shine looks so fucking comfortable on that stage, bro? And
he looked comfortable.
Shine so heavy, my nigga.
He was comfortable. And not only that, Dre, we talked about it. He did the exact thing that we gave him shit for against Wavy. He slowed down. He slowed down his rapping, and he, you know, he quit with the gun and the hand movements a lot. You know, he was just up there rapping. It was the old Shine, the Shine that we, you know, were accustomed to seeing a long time ago. And he brought it back, and he's 30 Verb. He put up 30 against Verb. But yeah, you know, he listened to the critics.
Simo, how about this? No perm jokes.
No perm jokes. Are you taking notes, Brad?
No
perm jokes, bro.
No perm shit.
Yep. None.
You know, I think Verb, he looked in his face after that first round, he looked real shocked.
Yeah.
How Shine came out the gate, man. He got Shine smiling.
Yeah.
You know, Shine even admitted, Timbo, the same thing you said about the sentiments about his rapping fast against Wavy. So he brought it up. He heard the rumblings. He heard people saying, yo, Shine, you got to slow that down, my G. You know what I'm saying? You act like you're on speed right now. So clearly, because I thought Verb first round was dope. I would give the first round a Shine.
Same here.
Round two, Verb talked about being on Total Slaughter, the biggest accomplishment in battle rap. He said Shine came through giving niggas dab. How Shine was talking to a bottle, and the bottle was talking back to Shine. Drinking like a journey to a gangster. The fans didn't really feel that, Verb. Neither did I, Tim. I wasn't feeling that fucking
shit. I'm not going to lie. I wasn't feeling that shit either. No.
Yeah, son. Back into Shine fucking with trainees. And Verb ends the round weird to me. This Verb, my nigga, do you rap for 3 minutes anymore? Or do you rap for like 2 minutes and like 30 seconds or 2:20?
Yeah.
Because then it could be cut his round short, Timbo. You know what I mean? Round two, I thought this was the best. Yo, my nigga, sorry to all you battle rappers. I thought K-Shine's round two was the best round of the whole night. His round two is fucking phenomenal. And I told you, Timbo, this man going to give you one round where it's going to be straight flames. He does this all the time. Not saying all three are dope, but all three were dope for Shine this time around. This probably Shine's best performance besides DNA. But even this, I thought his three rounds was flawless. He said, fuck T-Rex, fuck Mook. And you heard the crowd like, oh, where you going with this? You know, but he's like, nah, y'all fell for that shit. You know, and NWX, I guess, him and DNA, Rain, and a bunch of these niggas got their crew popping and shit. But he said it's still Die Forever. You know, Shine had haymakers, man. You know
Shine
what I'm saying?
Yep.
When that nigga did another 6 foot nigga with a death wish, that nigga went hand after that, my nigga. Hand. He was styling over. Shine energy was at a fucking 100, man. When he said the hole's so big, I could walk through him, and he did a little walking
movie walk
shit.
Through it, yep.
Yo, Shine won round two, bro. I gave round two to Shine, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't know who you gave round two to, Timbo.
Same thing. Same thing. We on the right page so far.
And then round three, he goes and it took a Verb a while to start, man. You know, I think he lost the crowd by round three, Timbo. He literally lost the crowd. He had hecklers coming at him. You know, he just smack had to address the crowd. And then you see Shine getting tight because Smack is addressing the crowd saying, yo, chill, yo, chill. Then you got Hitman Holla coming out the cut and him and Shine exchanging words and shit. Now, Hitman says, y'all at home, that's why you acting like this, Shine. I give credit to Hitman and Verb. These niggas are from St. Louis, and they wasn't backing down from these niggas at all. But, Hitman, I would say this, my nigga. By you coming to Shine's face after an Ignite, beef between both camps and shit. Once you do that, you know what I'm saying? So, listen, I ain't like Verb's third round. I thought it was there. Shine's third round was cool, too. He called out Verb in front like he's a street dude. You know, Shine was giving him some grown man talk like, yo, you want to be so hard? Hey, take my felonies, nigga. You can have that shit. You know what I'm saying? Talking about his daughter, take care of his daughter. That's real rap. So, 3-0 Shine, Timbo. Clearly. 3-0.
Clear. Clear 3-0. Crowd wouldn't let Verb rap that third round. Even when he started and they settled down, he didn't grab the crowd at all. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't remember really any crowd reaction in Verb's third round, and he stopped it short. Not only that, Shine stopped. He was in the middle of rapping, and I feel like Shine had more crazy bars. Shine was in the middle of rapping. He's like, you know what? Fuck that. I already won, man. Zip him up. I'm done.
I got a problem with that, bro. You're absolutely right. He did do that, Timbo, but I got beef with that. Like, my nigga, Shine. You already got this. Yo, choke this nigga the fuck out. Choke him out. Like, rap 3 minutes, my nigga.
You know what? I get what you're saying, too. But, I mean, he was up 3-0. Let's be real about it. Verb had no crowd reaction that third round. Nothing. Shine was already going crazy. And you know what? I feel what you're saying, but maybe Shine was coming from a place where, like, yo, I don't want to fuck up this last half a round. Not that he will. I'm not saying that he will.
Right.
But it's like, you know, it's like kneeing the ball and not running it, you know?
Oh.
I don't want to fuck up this last half a round, so let me just end it. And not only that, Dre, he did it in a pretty, like, he did it in a pretty dope way, you know? He just looked at him and he's like, you know what, man? I already fucking won, bro. Just dip him up. That shit was done.
Right, so,
and everybody went crazy.
Shine 3-0, right?
Shine 3-0.
All right, what's the next one? Let's go.
Shine 3-0. DNA versus Sirius Jones.
Listen, we both think Jones will win this battle. I mean, DNA to win this battle. This battle wasn't that bad. As much as we call it the intermission battle, Timbo, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
It really wasn't.
Yeah.
DNA said when Smack was about to flip the coin, DNA stopped him and was like, no, I'll go first and shit. And Jones is cool with it. You know what I'm saying? I like how DNA sets it off about how he's spending money. And he did the woo. I just had to get the math right.
I just had to get the math correct. I just had to get the math
right. That was cool.
Yo, I'm not going to lie. I'm going to let you get more into it, but I like DNA's first round. I'm not going to lie. I like DNA's first round.
No, facts. Facts. Like,
yeah,
I thought DNA's first round was flames, Timbo.
It was flames,
you know,
yo. It was flames, yep.
He addressed the fans, getting them stage predictable. And I like how DNA said he doesn't care. If y'all tired of me, I'll be here for no 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9.
8, 9, yeah. That was tight.
That was hard. DNA had some shit, man. The way you lost the ice, I thought you was Durbin. That was cool. Then Jones does his first round, which I think is a bunch of caca. The nigga Jones, your first round was terrible, my nigga. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You're calling yourself the God MC. Who lied to you, my nigga? You're spitting late 1999 bars to me. You got booed in the first round. Your WAP scheme was terrible. That G-Shock line was horrible. My nigga,
the WAP, I didn't like the whole time. Yeah, none of that shit. Yeah.
Timbo, they call Sue Surf the reach guy? Nah, Jones, you was a reach guy in round one, man. I thought your round one was terrible.
Yeah, that was
round
bad.
Two, DNA come with deflate balls. The chest vapor line was tough. You see Jones talking during DNA rounds. I like the You Don't Get Love in Jersey scheme. That was cool. The Derrick Rose line was fucking mean. That was fucking mean, my nigga. That was hard. Alpha tapped your chin like that. I thought DNA round two was solid, too. You know, his first round was better, but his round two was not bad at all, Timbo.
It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
At all.
Round
two, I thought this was Jones' best round. I'm not even going to front, Timbo. His round two was dope. I give him that. He did the biblical scheme and shit.
The biblical shit was great.
Yeah, he had a crowd rocking with him in round two after he lost him in round one, which I think is crucial because you can lose niggas in a round. It's how you get them back and shit. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? You're absolutely right, too. And it seemed like that second round, too, Jones was not missing. Everything was hitting that Jones
was
saying.
Was hitting.
Especially with the whole Bible scheme and the setup. Everything was hitting. And that's hard to do when you lose a crowd in a whole round. To come back and be able to do that, I mean, it's tough to do, but he did it. You're right.
Right.
Yeah.
I thought that was the best round. Round two, I get to Sirius Jones.
I was leaning towards Jones.
I was towards Jones. That's not taking it away from DNA, but I just thought Jones' round two was fucking dope. Round three, DNA rebutted the Jones with the transmission shit. That was cool. Keeping up with the Joneses, that was cool. I thought we haven't heard three good rounds from DNA. We haven't heard three good rounds from DNA in a hot minute. So I thought he had three solid rounds. Round one was
solid
dope.
Rounds.
Round two was, round two was solid. Round three was solid. Jones goes round three. I didn't think he lost a step either. You know what I'm saying? I thought Jones was still doing his thing. You know, I think round three is very debatable, Timbo. Real talk, I would lean towards DNA probably 2-1, but I'll be real. As much flack as I give Jones, if a nigga wanted to say Jones 2-1, he got round three, I can't get mad at that. So I got DNA 2-1, a light 2-1.
Yeah, I had DNA 2-1 on the first couple of watches. I mean, maybe I should watch it again. But it is definitely a light 2-1. I will say, you know, as far as best round of the battle, you could compare DNA's first and Jones's second. As far as best round of the battle.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it was dope. You're right. It wasn't that, you know, we were playing it to be like an intermission battle. We're not going to watch it. It didn't end up being that. It was actually a solid, it was a solid battle.
Yeah, yeah. Solid battle.
So,
solid battle.
Shouts out to those two. I had DNA 2-1 also. Shouts out to them. Next up, we got to get into this one, Dre. Official versus Jazz.
My nigga, I will always go
ahead and apologize. I'm going to let you apologize first.
Weeks ago, we spoke to Official, and you and I said, listen, this girl sound like she's ready for Jazz. Now, we all know.
We've heard these
Jazz
before.
A lot. Yeah, I go against Jazz a lot, and she, this girl always finds a way to put a W. You feel me?
Yeah.
Jazz sets it off. Her first round was cool. The Jessica scheme was tough. You seen Joe Budden and Queens flip. They riding with Jazz and shit. You know, Queens would say, get a water, get a water.
Get a water,
cool.
Get a water, boy, and shit over there, yeah.
you spelled out Official and taking a C out. That was cool. The placement Official line was tough. I'm going to talk to Official just so I can get the tech.
Tech,
that was cool,
that was tight. Yeah.
She addresses how she's the one that got Official on the card, which is probably true because Jazz is a big name. And I'm pretty sure Jazz could go to Norbs and smacking them, Chico and Beasley. Yeah, listen, I'm going to be on Norm 5, and this is who I think my opponent should be. I think Jazz can do that. Would you agree with that, that she has that pull?
I think she has the pull. I think she has the pull,
So Jazz first round was cool, polite. But here comes Official.
It was beatable, Dre. It was beatable.
Well, it was very beatable. Very beatable. And
it was very beatable.
That.
And then we saw this fucking shit happen. Damn. Oh, my God.
So
I'm from New Orleans. What the only reason Jazz is here? Go ahead, man. Go ahead. Just get into it, bro. Get into it.
She's obsessed with me. My dude watching. I got the popcorn ready, Dr. Desi, Jazz, you can stop already, pop a gun, you too afraid to even pop your cherry.
Pop a cherry, oh.
Yo.
We'll see you live between two dots if the vision is right. Man, oh my God, bro.
My nigga, a punch
bro.
On Mike Tyson, 1988.
Heavy.
My nigga. She, yo, and the punches
heavy.
Are coming at you, my nigga.
Oh.
They're haymakers.
Oh.
Yo, my nigga. Is it me or Official, especially round one and two, not a lot of dry spots, my nigga. Like, my nigga,
no,
when
no,
you rap
Dre.
In Timbo, when you rap in Timbo and the crowd got to stop you after every 2 to 4 bars, my nigga, that speaks a lot. So, I mean, Jazz facial expressions alone when Official was rapping is priceless, my nigga. I think Jazz
you know what?
It for a fucking long night.
It was crazy. I have never seen Jazz be put in that position before. On that stage, Jazz has never looked that uncomfortable. She was quiet. She was looking straight. She wasn't doing anything. Joe Budden was quiet. Queens was quiet.
Yep.
Everybody on that fucking side was quiet. The whole place was going. Mook was going crazy. Mook and Shine were going nuts. Yo. I got to say, man, I mean, we're going to get into the later battles in a minute, but my performances of the night, Dre, are Shine and Official. Shine
and
Official.
You know what? I co-sign that.
Night.
I co-sign that.
Yeah.
And everybody in the battle rap community should co-sign that. I just think Official went
crazy.
Ham on this round. My nigga, she didn't even want to
haymakers.
Stop at the end of the first round. She didn't even want to stop.
Nope.
So I gave first round, I gave it to Official, man.
Yeah.
Round two, Jazz come out with titty jokes. I did like the clip so long, it was like a selfie stick. I thought that was hard.
Yeah, that
was
tight.
Hard.
That was tight. Yep.
Jazz was, I don't know. You know what it is about Jazz? Second round with my nigga, she would attempt a nigga shot, right? She'll miss three jumpers and then make a jumper. She'll miss two jumpers, then make a jumper. She'll miss three jumpers. Then make two, then miss two, then make
you,
one. It's like, I don't know, you're up and down, my nigga.
You know what, though, Dre? It also could be what Official did that first round. Everyone wanted to hear more Official. That was it. So
facts.
When jazz wasn't hitting, you know what? I'm going to compare it to this, and everyone might hate me for this, but it's kind of like the B-Magic effect. If you're battling someone with a scheme as opposed to a punch and Magic goes first, you get the crowd used to those back-to-back-to-back-to-back punches, and then you get somebody that doesn't hit every single bar, and it's like, yo, put this other person up. I was waiting for Official to rap. That was it. I swear to God.
Jazz second round was aight to me. Round two.
Once again, a beatable round.
Yeah, beatable round against Simbo. Totally agree, my G. The glaucoma, that was tough.
That
was
tough.
You heard Murder Mook screaming. You heard Murder Mook screaming, and I quote, God damn.
When Official said that, yo, that glaucoma, oh, my God.
Yeah, bro. You know what I'm saying? You see Joe Budden, my nigga Joey. I fucked you, my nigga, but you look real nervous over there scratching your bed when the place was rapping in that second round, my G. The man Jenna, Jazz Up the Place, that was mean. You
oh, my God, Jazz Up the Place. Spray your blood on the wall, but Jazz Up the Place.
Man.
Oh, come on, bro.
And again, Murder Mook told Official, I want you to be my girlfriend. I heard that nigga say that.
I
want you to be my fucking girlfriend. Official, my nigga.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Man.
The female battle rap scheme, when she threw all the female battle rappers in the scheme, that was
Yeah,
tough.
That was nice.
So
that was real nice.
I gave round two Official. Round three, Jazz come out. She's telling Official, I've been on Queen of the Ring. I've been on URL. She's, you know, throwing out her accolades and resumes. All right, cool. Jazz had to throw her hands up to get love from the crowd. I never seen, like you said, she looked real uncomfortable. In that round three, she had to put her hands up in the air like, yo, come on, fuck with me. She's looking for the crowd. Because she knew that Official kind of, like, sucked her soul away a little bit in the first two, my nigga. Let me keep it a stack.
Yeah.
The screw up choke in practice was cool. Jazz, that was cool.
Yeah.
Fucked about Official losing to E-Hart and Couture, which is facts. She did lose to E-Hart and Couture. The Owen Hart down in the ring, that was cool. I thought this was Jazz's best round. She had less dry spots. Jazz Official was fucking with Newborn. The face light like Charlamagne, that was tough.
Yeah, yeah.
Jazz called out Queen of the Ring, my nigga. She aired out some dirty laundry about Queen of the Ring. A lot of niggas are taking money and all kind of shit right in front of Debo's face. I was like, oh, shit. We going to hear this? So Jazz
It was from the Gladiator School, right? Yeah,
she
was exposing shit from there.
When Official tells Debo, I got a few racks, and then Debo goes, no, I got a few racks. That was cool. I like that from Jazz.
That was tight.
That was cool.
Yeah.
I thought this round was debatable. Round three, Official came on. She got booed in the beginning of her shit. Official was talking about Jazz got at 40, how Jazz over the parents. Listen, you can go 2-1 Official 3-0.
You know what? I'm going to go Official 2-1, but a clear 2-1. A clear
2-1. Yeah,
like it's
definitely
a non-debatable 2-1 to me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Just because the third was Jazz's best round, Official did get booed. It was she really strayed from the punches, actually. I wasn't feeling that. I wish she would have just kept punching. Like, I don't want to hear no stories or schemes or nothing. Just fucking punch. Like, you were killing it. So, but yeah, I had Official 2-1 on a clear one. Yep.
All right.
So, shout out to the ladies. Next battle.
Word.
Which I thought was going to be the main event. I'm sure many people did, too. Hollow and Clips.
Listen, my nigga, you just hit it on the head because I was shocked that they switched this around. I mean, if you're Hollow and Clips, do you feel some kind of way that knowing that you're supposed to be the main event and smacking them did a switcheroonie on you niggas? Do you feel some type of way?
Oh, absolutely.
Mm.
But you know what, Dre? I used to say, I might have said yes before, so let me take that back. But we know that these events, if they're long, you don't want to be the last one up. You don't want to be the last battle.
You don't want to be.
I'd rather have the main event, honestly, be in the middle. Because let's remember, Hollow and Hitman was a main event. And that had no crowd reaction. Granted, the mics, you know, they were hand mics, but there was nothing. And I remember speaking with them, and half of the place was gone or they were just dead. They were done. They've been on their feet for 8 hours. You know what I'm saying? So it could have been But you know, I'm not sure if that's the case. But I mean, I guess they just shouldn't have a problem with it. Who knows what was said before? I don't know.
Listen, man, we sat up here talking about this fucking match with Pacquiao and Mayweather, and you know what? It was Pacquiao and Mayweather because this shit did not live up to the fucking hype that it did. Listen, I remember I went on Twitter, Timbo, and I said, Clips and Surf is going to be better than Hollow and Clips. And niggas flamed me for that also. And
yep.
Listen, I did I expect a lot from this? Yes, I expected a lot from this. Let's go into this shit.
A lot more than Hollow. I got. Shit, go ahead.
Yeah.
I want to hear this.
I got to get a Hollow real quick first. Remember when Lola Lux and Hollow battled on UW? And Hollow called Lux a diva-ass nigga because he took so long to get on the stage.
Mm-hmm.
Hollow, you did the same fucking thing against Clips, my nigga. You took Hollywood diva-ass nigga. You took so long to get on the fucking stage. Well, I digress. I'll leave that alone. Listen, I didn't like Hollow's intro either, Tim. But I'll keep it real. When he talked about the African bees biting, I didn't like the intro. I just thought that was kind of dry. If it's true, I apologize.
Nah. Bro, he was going at Clips. It was a joke at Clips.
I didn't like it.
You didn't like it? All right.
Nah. What, Timbo? After that, Hollow was down with fucking in. He was like, I'm going to be real.
Yep.
His angles, the way he broke Clips down in the first round,
genius.
My nigga, listen.
Yep.
I know niggas say Mook and Verb. The angles are dope, and especially Mook breaks niggas down, but damn, Hollow broke Clips the fuck down, my nigga. Holy shit.
Let me tell you one thing that I was wrong on this battle before we get into crazy. I'm just going to say it now. One thing I was wrong on this battle, I was predicting the person who went second was going to win this battle because of the rebuttal and the freestyles. But Hollow canceled that out. You're right. With that first round, he broke Clips down, showed exactly how predictable he was. Not only said how predictable he was, but he made a scheme using predictable bars. The whole San Antonio Spurs scheme. I got a 9. What am I going to call it? And then I was Tony Parker. You know, that shit. That shit was tight. I mean, he really broke Clips down. And then the crowd understood it. He doesn't just say it. He makes it visual. He gets the crowd involved. So you're right. He broke Clips down. I agree.
I got Hollow winning this shit 2-1. I got round one, Hollow, clearly. I got round two, Hollow. Round three, Clips. I would say this. Clips, my nigga, what are we doing here, my nigga? Like, this, you know, we worried about you taking battles like T-Top and these other niggas because you're like, you know, at the end of the day, we know Hollow is the main objective. That's the nigga you really want. You know, you had Smack here last week telling us, well, you notice we haven't heard nothing from Charlie Clips. He's been quiet. So we think you're in the fucking kitchen cooking up like fucking the Coco Man and shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little the Coco type nigga. And I wasn't impressed with your first and second round, my nigga. I'm sorry, Charlie. It just sounded real lazy. It sounded like he fucking saw he wrote them shits the night before. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And like Hollow said, my nigga, you that he broke you down, my nigga, in that first round, how predictable you are and shit, my nigga. I had to keep it a stack.
He did.
I did like Clips' third round and shit. I did like Clips' third round. Let me get back to Clips' second round real quick. Clips, my nigga, you got a T-Top because your T-Top goes in a tangent about other shit that doesn't pertain to battle rap. But you took time to call out Cortez and D-Chambers, which is all right, cool. But
don't do that in a battle against Hollow, Clips.
My nigga, you're wasting 30 seconds, which is fucking like 2 minutes in battle rap.
In battle time,
battle time, exactly. Like, it ain't enough for me, man. I got Hollow 2-1 and Charlie Clips. I fuck with you, my nigga. But I got Pass on beating you, my nigga. I got Pass beating you, son. I just do. I'm sorry. I do. You know what I'm saying? I really do, Timbo. For me, Hollow 2-1, man. And I pick Clips to win. Hollow 2-1. I see niggas out there saying Charlie Clips won. I don't know what battle. You niggas watching, I know battle rappers' opinion of this sport. But to me, Hollow clearly got that 2-1. I mean, my opinion. Shit.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, I said, you know, I saw it. I watched it a few times. And, yeah, I'm getting Hollow. I'm saying Hollow 2-1 also. Honestly, bro, I'm not going to lie. I'm actually a little bit disappointed in this battle. It really didn't live up to the hype for me. Maybe it was me putting it kind of on a pedestal, but it wasn't.
Well, you're supposed to. You're supposed to put on a pedestal, though. I'm not mad at you for putting
it
on a pedestal.
I know, man. I know. But it was like, man, to us, Dre, this is what we've been waiting to see. Like, Clips had to go through Hollow. This had to happen, right? So I expected so much more. I was expecting three rounds of the round three against Rex. I was expecting that.
I'm glad you touched on that. Charlie Clips, let me say something, because Tibo just hit something ahead. No disrespect to your father, because I know he's incarcerated and you brought it up, but you were bringing this up in, you brought it up in the Rex battle, you brought it up in the T-Top battle, you brought it up in the Holla. I don't want to hear no more of your pops' lines no more, my nigga. I'm not, with all due respect, I'm just saying. He's like, we're going to go into this tangent about your pops' life on a regular now. We already know your father's an official nigga, my nigga. No shade. I'm just saying, I don't want to hear about the pops no more. It just ran its course. It, to me, it ran its course for me, Timbo. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. So, salute to those guys, though. I wish it was a little bit more from that battle, but definitely Hollow 2-1 to me.
Yeah.
And Dre, last battle of the night, Sue Surfers, Tay Rock.
Ah. This battle is so hard to call, man. It's debatable to me, Timbo. I can't get mad if a nigga say Rock 1. I can't get mad at him saying nigga say Surf 1. If I had to choose, I'd probably lean a Surf 2-1 lightly. I thought Rock,
yeah.
I gave Rock the first round, I gave Surf the second round, and it's a third round, which was very debatable, but I would lean towards Surf a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I didn't like a lot of some of the shit. Rock was reaching a little bit with the fucking silly sauce. I don't know what the fuck that's about. I mean,
I agree with you. I thought it was a light 2-1, but I had Surf taking this battle also. It was a decent battle, though, Dre. It's worth watches. You know what I'm saying?
Really worth watching. And like
so,
you said, live, Rock going to get that. On camera, you sit and watch that shit like we all did. I think if you digest it, you might lean towards Surf a little bit. I just thought Surf had better angles and shit. He has more to say.
Exactly. So did I.
But I'm not
thinking of
D-Rock, though.
Yeah. Nah, shout out to those guys, too, man. Shout out to
Word.
Smack URL, the whole Gnome 5, man. The pay-per-view was extra, extra crispy. So we hope to see that in the future and all that, man. Shout out to those guys. Now, we got the guest on right now. PSA Radio welcomes Kid, what's good, bro?
What's up with it, man? What's good?
Kid, what's good, my nigga?
What's jam, fam? You hear me? I'm chilling right now. You know,
you
what's jam with
yo, can I scream out Ryder Gang still? Is this still Ryder Gang, or we still we ain't screaming out no more?
You motherfucking right. You hear me? Ryder Gang to the sky. <man.
laughs> Kid, I got to start from this, my nigga. I'm going to start from the jump. Where did you get that call that, you know, 50 Cent wanted to fuck with you? That feeling must have been, like, on some next shit, my nigga. Can you describe that when you got that call that 50 went holler at you?
My nigga, look, it's like, probably about 3-something in the morning, you hear me? I'm asleep, you hear me, on a sofa bed, you know what I'm saying? And this the trip part about the whole thing, my nigga, look. I got into some shit in the NO, right? So, look, I had to go, I shot NY. I'm in Queens at Circle One, fucking on fucking 134 and Gabor at the motherfucking Rosedale fucking houses, you hear me? In the project, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
3 a.m, my nigga, on my auntie's sofa bed, you hear me? My partner come wake me up, man. 50 on the phone. I'm like, 50 on the phone. You know, you have sleep, so you don't know what a nigga talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, 50 on the phone. Like, what a nigga got $50 for me? Like, what a nigga get, you know what I'm saying? Like, what it is? Man, I get on, you know, come on, get the phone. Like, hello? Like, yo, kid, what up, kid? Man, right away, I just knew it was that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that was crazy. That let me know something, too. You hear me? For real, real nigga shit. When you got money, you can fucking find anybody. You know what I'm saying?
Facts, my nigga.
Yep.
Real nigga shit, man. For this nigga to call me 3-something in the motherfucking morning. You know what I'm saying? And the crazy thing was, I'm out there, and he was in New Orleans. He was in the NO. They were filming a movie out here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, I like the next day, you know what I mean? Went down there, seen it. You hear me? For real. You hear me? Like, I fucked him up. You did? Because, look, I come through. And he'll tell you the true story. I come through with me in my pocket. Like I told you, you know, nigga being all kind of the dumb shit out here. You did? So, I come through, nigga. I got Chava. Slide with a 30, like, man, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Now, this one I knew, this was a real street nigga, for real.
Yeah.
Most people now, I can't go around like that. You know, nigga would have been turning me around. You feel
right.
Me? Oh, no, man, get this shit away from me. You feel me? Mm-hmm. I came to this nigga movie set like that. Yeah, for real. He was like, man, damn, man, niggas wild out here, man. What's up, though, man? I won't fuck with you. I said, that's what's up. You know, and he had a studio van in there. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
But I want you to hear these beats, and I want you to, you know, to write to them. You know, take them home, write to them. I'm like, take them home and write to them. Nigga, I'm about to get this shit in right now, nigga. I don't got nothing else to do. I'm about to go right back to the block. Like, what you mean? I'm about to get it in right now. This is studio right here, huh? Let's get it. You know what I mean? If by the time he went shot his scene, like he come back, I had all that shit done. You know what I mean? For real, that's where you get the niggas be scheming and you know, like a few more other joints. You feel me? Yeah, man.
Mm-hmm.
The fifth, man, for real. He a real nigga for fucking with me, man, for real.
Kid, I got a question for you real quick. I just want to let you know you have one of my favorite verses on August Alsina's song, Downtown, by the way. I just want to let you know that. How did you and August hook up? You know, you're both from New Orleans. By the way, when you guys both talk, I swear to God, I can't tell difference, man. I'm about to call you August Alsina. But I want to know how that hooked up.
You know, he reached out, you know what I'm saying? He reached out to me and, you know, he wanted me on the song. And, you know, the song is about downtown, you know, downtown New Orleans, and of course.
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm from, you know what I mean? I run my city, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't live here. You feel me? A lot of niggas be like, oh, man, this, you know, this and that. I'm from here and from there. Nah, my nigga, like, because I go through niggas' sets, you know what I'm saying? I go through niggas. And they'll be what niggas say. You feel me? For real. You come to the NO and ask about me, niggas gonna tell you. You feel me? So, you know, when I heard the song, and I'm like, oh, down? Oh, man, come on, man. Because it's like, how can you do a song about downtown without a nigga like me on it? You know what I'm saying? For real. For real. You know, so it was kind of, you know, like more of a stamp. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, you got it in. You know, shout out to August, you feel me? Because he's doing his thing now. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Nigga, you need to holler at me, nigga, because I know you changed your number now. Nigga, you
oh, shit.
Up on
oh, man.
That shit was tough.
My nigga, when you was at Hot 97, and it was you, Banks, Yayo, Fifth, and y'all was in there, my nigga, I seen, my nigga, it's like, you wanted to tell the other niggas, like, my nigga, fall back. I got this. Because to me, you shined. Like, you wanted to rap. Like, I seen it in your face, the way you was rhyming. I mean,
yeah.
You get that a lot of people. Yeah.
Say, bro, let me tell you, dog. This is my dream. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been to Hot 97, like, about 2-3 times before that. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's say he ain't really, you know, pay me no money. He looked at me as, oh, he's just another nigga with 50. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He didn't really know who the fuck I was. You know what I mean? So really, I felt like, man, fuck that. When it's time to go in, I'm going to go in. I got, you going to remember me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And at the same time, man, I got my city watching. You feel me? I'm coming from nothing with this here. You know what I mean? So I'm going to go hard. I'm going to go hard. And of course, you know, and like you said, like it was like I wanted to tell everybody fall back. You know, it was you could kind of say, because you know, like they did all that already. All this
right, right.
Going, you know, now like they done did that a million times over. You know what I mean? And then at the same time, like you know, like all right, cool. You feel me? I'm like ain't no lacking. You know what I'm saying?
You weren't lacking, my nigga. You was not lacking, bro.
Nah, that's a fact.
You know, just felt like, you know, like when there was a gap in there. And you know, people just like, yo, all right, hold on, let me see what I'm going to go in. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Yeah.
Like,
Kid, I want to ask. Go ahead, Dre.
Yeah, no, go ahead, Timbo.
Kid, I want to ask you a question, man. Now, I'm sure you listened to G-Unit before, and then just kind of see the breakup, the split. Now, you're getting a first row seat, and, you know, you're involved in bringing them back up and, you know, the reformation of this group. How was that to see from where you are?
Oh, man, like, it's lovely, because even when I got with Phil, when I first got with Phil, and, you know, like, everybody was split, you know what I'm saying? But that's one thing a lot of people didn't know. Like, even though everybody wasn't together as a group, everybody still had relationships with each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like, everybody hollering at each other and, you know, and stuff like that. So eventually it was going to come back together. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It just, you know, just took a little minute. You know what I'm saying? But to see that happen and then where it happened, like, for Summer Jam and stuff like look, picture this, right? I'm telling you, the first song we did together, as far as like with me being with the group, was the I've been grinding my whole life, nigga. Fuck you talking about? I get a text, right, from Kai, that's the engineer, Kai. So he texts me like, yo, I'm gonna email you this joint. You know what I mean? You know, I need you to put a 16 on it. I said, all right, cool. You know, all right, cool. Send it to me. Then he was like, you're the fifth one on there. So I'm like, yeah. Like, as soon as he said that, I kind of already knew, like, everybody was on there. You know what I'm saying? Like, that was crazy. And then, you know, I met up with everybody with the New York for Summer Jam. And, like, man, like, that was so crazy to me, man. That was so crazy, for real, man, because I can remember 2 years ago, me going to Summer Jam, and I'm in the fucking nosebleed seat, you know what I'm saying? And that was my first time ever going to a Summer Jam. The next time I'm on stage at the Summer Jam, performing with the whole G-Unit, man, I caught so many fan moments, it was a shame. Yo.
Yo, Kid.
Yo,
I got a quick question for you real quick. Now, you've been into, you're into the battle rap scene, right?
Hell yeah.
Now,
hell
what do you think of all these new cats that are coming up, battling the old heads and, you know, the sort of rookie
like,
versus vets vibe?
Yeah, I like it. You know why? Because, you know, I think that, you know, like the vets, as you want to call them, you know what I'm saying? Like, they really do get on this high horse. You know what I'm saying? To me, I feel like that's being lazy. You know what I'm saying? When you feel like, oh, I don't want to battle this nigga or whatever. You know, I don't want to battle. Like, why would you turn down the battle? For one, you're getting paid for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, for another, you know, like, you won't show a nigga. Like, nigga, you ain't fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? So I respect that. Like, you know, like, I respect that because at the end of the day, the new and upcoming niggas, like, that's where the hunger at. You feel like that's where the hunger at. For real. You know,
exactly.
Like, I respect the vets too because at the end of the day, you got to stay hungry because they got these other niggas, you know what I'm saying, willing to eat your food in your face. You feel me? So
exactly.
You got to stay hungry. You know, you got to stay on it. For real. You got to stay on it. So, you know, I respect all that, you know what I mean? For real, like, I like the little nigga Chess, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
It's a monster, you know what I'm saying? Chess, your day, I fuck with Briz Ross, me, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, for real, man, you know, I'm on my shit, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Kid knows his shit. Yo, we got to get you on here just to be reviewing battles and shit, man. You know this.
X-Mac, man. I holler at Smack all the time, man. I'm trying to tell him, like, dude, I got to get to one of these battles, man. Like,
man.
You know what I'm saying? For real, like, because I watch that, man. I'm the type of nigga, right, Every day, my nigga, I go on my laptop and go to URL and be like, damn, this nigga ain't post up a new battle yet. Fuck. You know what I'm saying? Watch this one again, man.
That's tight.
You know,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, Ken, let me ask you a question. What's your top three battles that you watch when you got spare time? What's the battle that you enjoy watching? Like, these are the battles I watch on a regular basis, though.
Now, kid, if you answer one that we think is whack, we're going to tell you, bro. I'm just letting you know. Go ahead.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. You get my favorite one, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to point that I watch a lot of times. It had to be, like, you know, like with the new niggas, you know what I'm saying? I watched, like, the Briz Raw scene. And Young X, you know what I'm saying?
Ooh,
I like that.
My nigga.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites, bro. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay.
So why? Like Young X, you know, he's just like a little hood, funny nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I like that shit. You're dead, but you know, Brad Rustin, he raw with it. You know what I mean? For real, like I like that motherfucker. Like I always go back to that. You know what I'm saying? And watch that shit there. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Another one, I have to say, let me see. Another, I had to say, I watched like the, you know, the UFF shit, you know what I'm saying? I watched that, you know what I'm saying? I had to say the fucking, like, T-Top, you know what I'm saying? Like,
crazy, huh?
Yeah, I fuck with T-Top.
That boy wicked. That nigga nasty.
He's
kid.
Nice.
That nigga nasty right there, bro.
Yeah, T-Top is nasty, kid. Oh, wait. Hold on. I think kid's going to call back up. It must have cut out real quick.
Kid knows battle rap, though.
Yo, kid knows his battle rap, Dre.
His brother knows battle rap, though. He fucking Briz Ross. He happy, it looks like.
Kid knows his battle rap. That's tight, though. All right, here we go. All right, yo, kid. Yeah.
My bad, fam.
No, you good, bro.
Yeah, you hear me? I fuck with T-Top. Hello?
Yeah.
Yo.
Yo, you got you?
Yo.
Yo.
Yo. You fuck with, so you say you fuck with Top, right? T-Top?
Yeah. Like, I fuck with Top because he spit that real, like,
that's
shit.
That gutter,
like,
shit, kid.
It ain't more of a battle with him. You know what I'm saying? It's
yeah.
more of a, I'm rapping with you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You feel me? So, yeah, I like to hear that. You know what I'm saying? For real. So, you know, like, I watched it because I really just got on him, like, with the from the UFF shit. You know what
yeah.
I'm saying?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I went back, you know, and peep his other shit. You know what I'm saying? For real.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna peep.
You like Suge?
Oh, Shotgun?
Yeah,
I fuck with Suge. You dig? I like Suge. You know what I'm saying? I like him because he eat a same way. You know what I'm saying? He gonna come with one yard. You know what I mean?
You know, he said a line that kind of... He said a line similar to what you just said. He said, you chose to rap. I have to.
Yeah. When he was battling a white boy.
Yeah, there you go. Damn.
Hey, can you watch his battle rap? Oh, you know this battle rap. So, kid, before we go, man, what you working on, bro, music wise?
Oh man, I got Rapper's Worst Nightmare, man. That's gonna be dropping this week, man. At the end of this week.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit.
Dope.
Okay.
Oh. Had a close.
Yeah,
is it a mixtape? Is that a mixtape? You got original beats or you got producers or what?
It's going to be a mixtape. You know what I'm saying? I did it over, like, you know, like other niggas' beats and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The idea kind of came from, because I did a campaign to get the XXL freshman cover. I was dropping, you know, just freestyles over people's beats, like, every day, like, for 7 days, I get, you know, 7 different freestyles every day.
Yeah.
So I was like, man, you know what? I'm about to just make it a series. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm gonna call it Rebel now. And it's easier to do that and hurry up and put that out. Besides, you know, when you come with the original material, you got to do this and that with the producer.
Yeah.
You got to.
Right.
That's what You got to have this with that and that with this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
clear samples, if you use sample, all that shit.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's too much. So it's easier, and you know, and people really want to hear a nigga. You know what I mean? So it's easy to just get a people that, you feel? Because I could do that shit all day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
For real, like real nigga shit, I like, I want to be the nigga that comes through to one of them battle raps and all that. You know what I'm saying? Not saying battle against shit, but you know when they do their little spices and shit. You know what I'm saying? You
yeah.
know? I can come in that bitch and kill it. You feel? Because at the end of the day, I feel like what a music game at now is no hunger there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So many people,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, everybody's just following the same trait. Nowadays, niggas ain't even rapping no more, man. Everybody's singing now. Like, niggas
are no doing that shit.
Like, Every rapper is singing now. Like, niggas ain't rapping no more, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, so, you know, I want to do that, man. Like, I want to bring real rap back. You feel me?
Please do, my nigga, because you got funny style niggas out here who can't rap, niggas out here wearing fucking leggings, stockings, all kind of buffoonery shit, calling their albums, different niggas' names and shit. Kid, this shit getting crazy out here, my nigga.
Too stupid, man. This is too stupid, man. That's why, yo, that's why I say, yo, look, rap was the worst fucking nightmare. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
Say it up, dog. Say it up.
Let's
man.
Get that.
Okay, man, we appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga, man. When you drop the mixtape, man, we definitely gonna review that shit, my nigga. Real nigga shit.
Absolutely.
Fucking right, man. I respect y'all for fucking with me, man. Real nigga shit.
You already, bro.
You already, man. Salute to Kid.
For real. Yo, man, what's up with the known five, man? I need the known one what, man?
Oh, shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, all right, yo, we'll hook you up. We'll hook you up off air. We'll send you.
We got you off air, though. We're going to send you.
We got
you. I'll preview, though. I'll recap, though. We're going to send it to you, okay? We got you.
Yes, sir. All
right, my G.
All
right. You
already, my
nigga. Well, salute to Kid, man.
Fuck it,
right, brother. Peace.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, salute to Kid, man. Damn.
Yes, sir.
Yo, Dre, he fucks with battle rap heavy.
Yeah, he fucks with battle rap heavy. Yeah, he fucks with battle rap heavy, bro.
I'm trying to have him like a special guest correspondent and shit, Dre. Yo, we got to work with Kid after this. Fuck that.
Yeah,
this
bro.
Man
he
was,
knows battle
this
rap,
man
bro.
Said... This man said Briz and Young X is his go-to. I have never heard an industry dude say some shit like that. That is fucking nice. Genius.
It shows you that. It shows about it. These industry niggas are watching, bro. They're watching. You see Joe Budden, Method Man. They be at these events, man.
Yep.
You see Joey at every event now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. People are watching. That's crazy. Not only just watching, though, but, I mean, you heard Kid. He goes back and rewatches. He searches for it. Like, that's tight. I feel like that keeps him on his game, too. He gets to see other rappers that aren't bringing what these mainstream rappers are supposed to be bringing.
Facts, though.
You know what I'm saying? So, yo,
yes,
salute
sir.
To Kid, man. That's all I got to say.
Word.
Salute to Kid. Salute to you for getting in contact with this man. This was genius.
Already,
I mean, this guy knows his shit. Salute to Kid. Known 5, all this recap and shit is coming up. We're going to be fucking dropping everything, man. You already know. I ain't holding shit. We're dropping everything.
Mm.
You already know what the fuck it is, man. It's PSA Radio. Them segment boys, the most hated and the least respected. My bro Dre, take us out.
Man, y'all already know what it is, man. Recap coming out. Briz, we got fucking Real Deal. We got fucking man, Kid, man. We out here, man. Trying to holler at Rome. We trying to get people for the next event, man. You already know that.
Hell yeah. Y'all ready. We out.